It gradually reviewing both Boga and the same mind of the prophet, Unadvara Bhuti. Advadi is performed by the mind of Advadi consciousness, Manadvara Vajana, which in this way takes as it is outside the Jnana Pada. Reviewing is performed by the four, five, six, or seven reviewing amounts in consciousness. That Boga immediately after the mind of Advadi consciousness in which has the same outside.
转向与审查这两种作用发生在同一个一门心度过程里。转向作用由一门转向心执行，它以五禅之其中之一为对象。审查作用则由紧接在一门转向心之后升起的四、五、六或七个审查数行心来执行。
It says in the Gauri Upama Sutta, in the Inghota Nikaya, that every Bhuvan branches into every jhana. The Buddha wants him not to try to progress to the second jhana before having begun first in the mastery of the first jhana. He explains that if one does not master the first jhana thoroughly, but tries to go to higher jhana, one will miss the first jhana as well as be unable to attain the second jhana. One will miss both jhana.
在《增支部母牛母牛譬喻经》里提到，有比丘正在修行止禅，以便达到禅那。那时佛陀提醒他，在尚未熟练出禅的五自在之前，不应当尝试进修第二禅。佛陀解释说，如果禅修者尚未完全精通出禅，就尝试进修第二禅，则他将失去出禅，而且无法达到第二禅，两者皆失。
第三禅。When you have become proficient in this high mastery of the first jhana, you can try to progress to the second jhana. To do this, you need to enter into the now familiar first jhana, over 1 hour. You must run it and reflect on the cause of the first jhana and advantages of the second jhana. You should consider that, number 1, this enemy is created by the nearness of the hindrances, which are the enemy of the first jhana. Because it is the first time in overcoming hindrances by impression or suspension. Number 2, it is its jhana bhedas are weakened by the grossness of the appliance in the same thought. Because of this reason, these two jhana bhedas make it less firm than the second jhana. And this jhana also may break down easily. Number 3, without reflecting the first jhana, then you can bring the second jhana to mind as quieter than the first jhana. Number 4, usual is the attachment to the first jhana. Number 5, so one is to remove these two jhana bhedas to be left with just joy, happiness in one body aspect. You should again apply your mind to concentration on the three bhaga immediately.
第二禅，当你已经熟练出禅的五自在之后，就可以进而修行第二禅。要修行第二禅，首先你应当进入已经熟练的初禅一小时左右，从初禅入定之后，思维初禅的缺点及第二禅的优点。你应当如此思维：一、初禅接近五盖，受到五盖这些敌人的威胁，因为初禅是首次以镇压或暂停的方式超越五盖。二、 初禅中的寻思这两禅师是粗劣的，他们削弱初禅师的力量，因此使初禅不如无寻思的第二禅极定，而且使初禅容易退失。三，思维初禅的缺点之后，你应当思维第二禅及初禅宁静。四，因此你应当离开初禅。五，存着想去除寻思这两个禅师，而只留下喜乐一境性这三个禅师的意愿，你应当再度将心专注于四项。
When you have emerged from the Vipassana, applying in the same thought Abhiya brought to you as you review the Jhana Vajra, with mindfulness and full awareness, why dwell place in one-pointedness of unification of my Abhiya peaceful?
当你从初禅初定，并且以正念与明觉审查禅师的时候，你会发现寻视这两个禅师是粗劣的，而喜乐及一定性这三个禅师是宁静的。
Then you shall again apply your mind to concentration on the three Bhagavad Gita. With the purpose of abandoning the gross patterns, with obtaining the peaceful patterns.If you try in this way, you will be able to attain the second jhana. Possess of those three jhana bhajas, trying bliss in one point at a
time. 于是，存着想要去除粗劣禅师、留下宁静禅师的心，你应当再度定心专注于四项。如此，你就能证得具有喜乐及一境性的第二禅。
In that jhana, you should realize the five bhajas of the second jhana. When you have succeeded in them, you want to develop the third jhana. You should in that you do the second jhana for 1 hour. Okay. Then, for imagining.From the now familiar second jhana, you should reflect on the cause of the second jhana and the advantages of the third jhana. Number one, this second is created by the nearness of two enemies applying incessant thought. Number two, the jhana bhaja of the joint in the second jhana is crossed. It makes it less firm in the third jhana which is put out right. Number three,So you should in your attachment in this second jhana. Number four, reflecting in this way after emerging from this second jhana. You should develop a desire to attain the third jhana. In being concentrate on the three bhagas in nature. With the purpose of abandoning the gross bhagas and obtaining the sinful bhagas.
第三禅，接着你应当修行第二禅的五自在。当你修行成功，而且想进而修行第三禅时，你应当再进入第二禅一小时左右。从已经熟练的第二禅初定之后，你应当思维第二禅的缺点及第三禅的优点如下：一。第二禅接近初禅，受到初禅的寻思这两个敌人的威胁。二，第二禅的喜禅师是粗劣的，它使第二禅不如无喜的第三禅极静。三，因此你应当离开第二禅。四，从第二禅出定，并且如此思维之后，你应当培育想要证得第三禅之心，存着想要去除粗劣禅师、留下宁静禅师的意愿， 再度专注于事项。
When you have given Pradhyayana, Jana, my Amiya thought to you that you review the Jana Bhata. With mindfulness and full awareness, one breath and one awarenessness appear peaceful. Then you just bring that Pribhagadhimi that you are meant to be in this. With the purpose of abandoning the gross Bhata and obtaining the peaceful Bhata.In this way, you will be able to attain the Dhyana Jhana process of grace and one forgetfulness.
当你从第二禅出定，并且以正念与明觉审查禅知的时候，你会发现喜禅知是粗劣的，而乐及一境性这两个禅知是宁静的。于是存着去除粗劣禅知而保留宁静禅知的意愿，你应当一再地专注于自相，如此你就能证得具有乐及一境性的第三禅。
The fourth jhana. You should embrace the five mantras of the fifth jhana. When you have studied and want to develop the fourth jhana,You should reflect on the cause of the third jhana and the advantages of the fourth jhana. You should enter into the third jhana for 1 hour. Then, on emerging from the non-clear third jhana, you should regard the cause and take task. Number one, this sentiment is triggered by the nearness of joy or happiness in the third jhana.Number two, its bhatas are within by the grossness of the breath, sukha. Number three, after embracing the fourth aesthetic, in this way, you can bring the fourth jhana to mind as vayada than the third jhana. Number four, please take your attachment to the third jhana and search about doing what is needed for attaining the fourth.
第四禅，然后你应当修行第三禅的五自在。当你修行成功，而且想进而修行第四禅时，你应当思维第三禅的缺点及第四禅的优点。你应当进入第三禅一小时左右，从已经熟练的第三禅出定之后。你应当如此思维它的缺点：一、第三禅接近第二禅，受到第二禅的喜禅知之威胁；二、第三禅的乐禅知是粗劣的，它削弱了第三禅诸禅知的力量，并且使第三禅不足无乐的第四禅寂静；三、如此思维第三禅的缺点之后，你应当思维第四禅比第三禅宁静。四，应当离开第三禅，并且做好要证入第四禅的准备。
Where you have emerged from the Dhyana, the bliss and otherwise, the inner happiness in the Dhyana appears to you as you review the Dhyana Bhata. With mindfulness and full awareness, while the equanimity and feeling and one-pointedness of mind appear peaceful, then you shall develop your concentration on the Vipaka image of being gain.With the purpose of abandoning the gross Bhata and obtaining the peaceful Bhata. If you try in this way, you will be able to attain the fourth jhana, possess of equanimity in one-pointedness. You should then practice the five mantras of the fourth jhana.
当你从第三禅出定，并且以正念与明觉审查禅知的时候，你会发现第三禅的乐禅知是粗劣的，而舍受及一境性是宁静的。 于是存着去除粗劣残肢而保留宁静残肢的意愿，你应当一再地专注于四项，如此你就能证得具有舍及一见性的第四禅。接着你应当修行第四禅的五自在。
With the enabling of the fourth prana, the breath starts completely. This completes the fourth stage in the development of mindfulness of breathing. Summing the breath, I will breathe in, thus he finds himself. And summing the breath, I will breathe out, thus he finds himself.
进入第四禅时，呼吸完全停止。这就完成了安波念的第四个阶段。他如此修行，我静止习之身形而入行。他如此修行，我静止习之身形而出行。
This is begun just before the image appears. It has concentrated develop through the fourth prana.The breath becomes progressively calmer and calmer until it stops in the fourth chakra.
这阶段开始于禅相升起之前，进而定力随着修行四种禅那而增长，呼吸逐渐变得越来越平静，直到进入第四禅的时候，呼吸完全停止。
When a meditator has reached the fourth jhana by using mindfulness of breathing, then has developed the five mastery. Then when the light produced by that concentration is bright, brilliant and radiant, he can, if he wishes, move on to develop vipassana meditation. The meditator, on this other hand, can continue to develop samatha meditation.
禅修者修行安波念达到第四禅，并且修成五自在之后，当禅定所产生的光广耀明亮光芒四射时，他可以随自己的意愿而转修观禅毗婆舍那。另一种方式是，他也可以继续修行止禅舍摩他。
Or to develop absorption on other subjects. I shall not explain how to develop other samatha subjects. These are the two parts of the body meditation, physical meditation, the white satina and heart satina, etc.
如何以其他法门修定？现在禅师要解说如何修行其他的止禅法门，包括三十二身分、白骨观、白片及地片等。
These are the parts of the body. If you want to develop these parts of the body meditation, you should first develop the fourth jhana using mindfulness of breathing.When you are laid out with them, which is concomitant with the fourth jhana, contemplation is right. When you are laid out with them, which is concomitant with the fourth jhana, contemplation is right, breathing and radiant. Usual trying with the assistance of that light to discern the 32 parts of the body, one at a time.These 32 parts of the body are 20 parts with the predominantly earth element and 12 parts with the predominantly water element.
32身分，如果想要修行32身分，首先你应当以安波念达到第四禅。当你的智慧之光广耀明亮光芒四射时，在此光的帮助之下， 你应当逐一地辨别身体的三十二个部分，一次辨别一个部分。在身体的这三十二个部分当中，地大显著的有二十个，水大显著的有十二个。
We are animal. Number one, head hair, body hair, nail, skin, skin. Number two, blood, immune, bone, bone marrow, kidney. Number three, heart, liver, membrane, bone, lung. Number four, intestine, veterinary, undigested food, fetus, brain.He was the animal part. Number five, wine, green, pulse, blood, sweet, fat. Number six, tears, green, silver, anovular, fluid, urine.
地大显著的部分，第一组，头发、体毛、指甲、牙齿、皮肤。第二组，肌肉、肌腱、骨头、骨髓、肾脏。第三组，心脏、肝脏、膜、脾脏、肺脏。第四组，肠、肠间膜、胃中物、粪便、脑。第五组，水大显著的部分。第五组。胆汁、痰、脓、血、汗、脂肪。第六组，泪、皮脂、唾、涕、关节滑液、尿。
We determine the different parts of the body. We should determine the different elements part in four sets of five.They design the 12 water element parts in 2 sets of 6. Design the parts in the given order but one at a time. You should try to see and design each of the 32 parts as distinctly as you want to see them. Design your best in a clear mirror.
辨别32身分时，你应当将地大显著部分的二十个分成四组，每一组有五个；水大显著部分的十二个分成两组，每一组有六个。按照上述的顺序逐一地辨别。你应当尝试如同对着明镜观看与辨别自己的脸那样。清楚地观看与辨别身体这32个部分当中的每一个部分。